I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, we're here from Curiosity.com to help you get smarter in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about how watching Spider-Man may reduce arachnophobia, how the biggest volcano eruption in history may have made one of the world's most classic horror stories possible, and a 100-point plan to organize your day to get more done.
Let's satisfy some curiosity. Who would have thought that Spider-Man could help people overcome their fear of spiders? Two Israeli scientists say he can, and their paper has been accepted for publication in Frontiers in Psychiatry. In their study, the scientists recruited a sample of 424 adults on social media and showed them a 7-second video. The participants didn't all watch the same video, though. Some were randomly assigned a clip from Spider-Man showing an office scene with a spider lurking in the foreground. Others got to watch a clip showing a swarm of fire ants in Ant-Man. Another group got to watch a nature scene, and the final group was shown the opening sequence of a Marvel movie. Participants took tests before and after watching their video to see how familiar they were with Marvel movies and how much they enjoyed them, and how scared they were of insects. The researchers expected that the films might reduce the participants' fear because exposure therapy is already a pretty mainstream idea. That's where you treat phobias by exposing people to the thing that they fear. But what if people with phobias were exposed to that thing in a positive rather than a neutral context? This study suggests that this works too. The Spider-Man and Ant-Man clips reduced the participants' self-evaluated phobia levels by a whopping 20%. The people who watched the control videos did not experience the same therapeutic effect. The results are especially noteworthy because the videos were so short. Research remains to be done on what precisely causes this phobia reduction effect and how long it lasts. The effect the researchers measured was short-term, but do the benefits linger for a month? A year? And what's more important, the superhero element or showing bugs on screen? Another potential direction for research, does the phobia reduction last longer if people watch longer chunks of superhero movies? For now, it's unclear, but it seems like superheroes have even more powers than we previously knew.
I think we all need to further this research and just watch as many superhero movies as we can.
I'm fine watching more Spider-Man. He's my favorite comic book hero.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Good to know.
I'm pretty pumped about the next movie. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Wow.
Right?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? The list of the biggest volcanoes in popular consciousness isn't very long. Mount Vesuvius, Mount St. Helens, Krakatoa, and that's about it. But get this, the biggest volcano eruption in recorded history is probably one you've never even heard of. Yet the legacy of its horrifying eruption lives on in one of the most enduring and popular horror stories of all time, the legend of Frankenstein.
Frankenstein!
It's pronounced Igor. Here's the story of Mount Tambora. The event began on April 5th, 1815, when a cruiser of the British East India Company in Indonesia reported nearby cannon fire. A similar report came from a British citizen on an island nearby. Of course, the explosions they'd heard weren't cannon fire at all, and were also only a prelude to the main event. 5 days later, Mount Tambora erupted. The sound reverberated through Sumatra, 1,200 miles away. More than 12,000 residents were killed instantly, with the death toll rising as lava flowed over villages. Darkness hung over the region for 2 days and covered an area nearly the size of the continental United States. The sudden influx of ash into the atmosphere caused a dramatic drop in temperature, which set off a miniature ice age. This caused widespread famine around the world, pushing the death toll to more than 100,000 overall. Europe was hit particularly hard. 1816 was dubbed the year without a summer and brought a massive wave of emigration to America. The eruption also happened to interrupt the vacation of Lord Byron and his guests, who were on holiday in the Swiss Alps. As the gloomy days dragged on, they entertained themselves with ghost stories around the campfire. One of those guests was Mary Wollstonecraft, who you probably know today as Mary Shelley. And she told a story that she would later capture in a book entitled Frankenstein, or The Modern Prometheus. Her horror story would be remembered in popular culture long after the horrific event that spawned it was forgotten. Today's episode is sponsored by First Alert.
There are three things every homeowner wants their home to be: smarter, safer, and more fun. What if I told you OneLink by First Alert can cover that whole trio?
First, meet your family's new best friend, the OneLink Safe and Sound. It's a hardwired smart smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with a premium home speaker, and it's Alexa-enabled, all in one sleek device. It's built with First Alert safety technology and provides an immersive sound experience.
The Safe and Sound elevates any home, but it gets even better than that. OneLink by First Alert also offers the OneLink Smart Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarm that works with the OneLink Safe and Sound. The device is easy to install and protects against both smoke and carbon monoxide. If smoke or CO is detected in the home, the smart alarm will notify you using exclusive voice and location technology and send a notification to your smartphone whether you're at home or away.
A smart home should start with smart protection, and OneLink by First Alert welcomes you to a smarter, safer home. For more information, visit onelink.firstalert.com. One more time, that's onelink.firstalert.com.
If a life hack is good enough for the CEO of a $36 billion tech company, then I'm guessing it might just be good enough for you too. That's why today I'm going to tell you about the 100-point plan. You may have the best intentions with a to-do list, but that doesn't mean all those items are getting done. So here's one idea for how you can prioritize. This idea comes from Brad Smith, the CEO of Intuit. That's the tech and finance company behind products like TurboTax, Mint, and QuickBooks. He's thoughtful about where he spends his time for the highest impact. And he told Lifehacker that he prioritizes his precious resource of time by using the 100-point plan. It works by dividing your time into swaths of 40, 30, 20, and 10%. That adds up to 100. Smith spends 40% of his time running his company through operating mechanisms and product reviews, 30% building his organization's capability and leadership bench, 20% on outside-in learning, and the last 10% on personal growth and development. Color-coding his calendar holds him accountable and helps him measure whether he's on track, so he can adjust if needed. So to sum that up, spend 40% of your time running your day-to-day tasks, 30% building and improving on those, 20% learning how to make a strategy to accomplish what you want to get done, and 10% on personal growth and development, like fitness, exercise, and other stuff like that. He also has a few other go-to tricks to get the most out of his days. He wakes up at 5:30 every morning for an intense workout. Sound familiar, Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
It's not because he loves waking up that early. It's because he loves feeling healthy and having something on his to-do list already checked off by the time he's in the office. During his workout, he also gets up to date with the news by watching TV. He also has a time-saving pro tip: never touch anything more than once. For example, when he's going through hundreds of daily emails, he practices the principle of read, act, file, or delete. Don't glance at it and come back to it later. Just do what you got to do with it and move on. See if Brad Smith's tips and tricks like the 100-point plan can help you get on top of your to-do list, and maybe you'll get greater value from your precious time. And as always, once you become a billionaire, please visit our Patreon page.
Read about today's stories and more on Curiosity.com.
Join us again tomorrow for the award-winning Curiosity Daily and learn something new in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Stay curious.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.